Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
It was a very controversial aging gracefully segment. We're still getting some reaction from the text line on why we even talked about what we talked about. But there's also a lot of people that genuinely cared about you, Sip, and are trying to help you out. So,
is there any advice?
Just the ones that we talked about. We need to move on, though, according to everybody. Hour two, sponsored by Midwest Bank, member FDIC, locations in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, and also at 70th and Pioneers. Make sure you visit them, Midwest Bank, 27th Jamie Lane, 70th and Pioneers as well. All right, as we continue, we mentioned his name in the last segment, Dylan Raiola. The Athletic, over the last couple of days, came out with a ranking list of all 136 FBS quarterbacks and where they rank on the list. Dylan Raiola, Nebraska's starting quarterback, comes in at number 40. They separated them into tiers as well. And one thing that I noticed is number 1 through 9 in tier 1, all returning starters. Mm-hmm. Number 10 on that list is Arch Manning from the University of Texas. But Nebraska quarterback Dylan Raiola comes in at 40.
The Athletic's definition of tier 4 is this. Some are young, unproven starters with high potential. Mm-hmm. Others are veterans who have flashed great talent but hit performance or injury speed bumps somewhere along the way. Raiola would fit that young, unproven starter with high potential. He's not totally unproven. And you would say that he flashed yet last year. There was times I thought of utter brilliance. And there were times where he looked like a rookie quarterback, which, by the way, he was. And I think when you're that highly ranked, when you get that 5-star tag, and then when you come in and you're and he is very mature. He carries himself a certain way. He doesn't seem like a freshman. So he kind of, your expectations for him automatically rise just because of the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think that we have to constantly remind ourselves that was a freshman. That was a freshman at Nebraska.
Yeah.
That was not a freshman at Toledo. That was not a freshman at Sacramento State. That was a freshman at a power with an intense fan base, a power that's trying to find its footing. What a hard job is what I'm saying. What a really difficult job.
There's a lot of interesting names listed above.
Yes.
Above Dylan Raiola on this list.
Like?
Cal transfer, now at Indiana, Fernando Mendoza.
Where's Mendoza?
Indiana.
I know.
Oh, 17th.
My God. Yes, 17th.
Watch it.
Mendoza. Mendoza's 17th.
Even a guy like Brendan Zorsby, who's had an up and down career, is there.
Tier 3, number 20.
Yeah, tier 3, number 20.
Mm-hmm.
Even having a guy like Gio Lopez at North Carolina, Eli Holstein at Pitt, CJ Bailey. I feel like if I asked a conglomerate of Big Ten football fans, ones that even watch the sport pretty intently, and you said, okay, tell me what school Gio Lopez is the quarterback of, it would take them a while to get. The same way as, hey, tell me where Darian Mensah is playing right now, or Malik Murphy, or... I mean, what's even more shocking is Luke Altmyer, all the way up in tier 2, number 13. Luke Altmyer is, according to this list, is a top 15 quarterback in the country.
Yeah.
Which feels so far from what we thought that Luke Altmyer would be for Illinois.
Going into last year. He was good. He runs that offense well. Sorsby's 20 spots higher than Dillon. Now, here's the thing. You can pick apart a list like this so easily.
Very much. Very much so.
And when you start picking it apart, like, okay, that's an example of Sorsby's one 20 spots ahead of Dillon Raiola that I don't understand. Another one, I don't quite understand why Jordan Maiva of USC is ranked 54th. I would think that would be higher.
Lesser sample size.
Yeah. Okay.
Maiva didn't play for the entire season.
Mm-hmm. But but you would agree this was a major undertaking.
Okay, so
the Athletic.
It's a major undertaking. Let's pivot. This is your prototypical July 18th question that I'm framing you. What does Dillon Raiola's hypothetical stat line need to be for Nebraska to win 9 games?
Oh, it's so hard to determine that. Last year was 67.1%.
Yep.
I'm going off the top of my head.
Yes.
It's 67.1% as a passer percentage-wise. That was good. But he didn't throw the ball downfield much. I think it was 6.9 yards per attempt. Mm-hmm. Why do I know these numbers? I'm going to say 6.9 yards per attempt is what it was.
2,800 yards, 13 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
So keep it in the 67% range. Increase the yards per completion average a lot. I mean, get to about 8 from 6.9.
Which I think you naturally hope then that with the wide receiver room getting a boost in the offseason that naturally happens.
Mm-hmm. And then markedly improve the touchdown interception ratio. I mean, that needs to be probably in the 22 touchdown, 6 interception range.
That's where, is there anything in your mind holding them back from having that?
No.
Okay.
There's really not. The only thing I could think of is running game. It would help him a lot if Nebraska could produce a reliable, consistent ground game.
Yeah.
They might be able to do that with Emmett Johnson, but that's more of an offensive line discussion, frankly. That's possible.
It's both.
Obviously both.
Yes.
But I think that if the offense, it's not. Yeah, it's both. I'll just say both. I always would go to the offensive line more, because if the offensive line is really hammering away, you can put an average back there and make it work. So we'll see on that. We'll see on that. That would help, though. That would help. That's what we'll see. As I contemplate Nebraska, which I do every day, it's a tough conversation because there's a lot of unknowns. And I did predict 9-3, and I stand by it, but there's a lot that goes into that that's
mm-hmm.
except one factor that does not, I don't think, gets talked about enough. It's all about winning close games now. I mean, that's what it's going to be. You got to win close games.
Especially in a season like this with the teams that you're playing.
Mm-hmm. No, season, every season. I mean, I don't think it's going to change that much going forward. There'll be some games, Akron, Houston, Christian, that swing one way. But I don't know. Will there be another game that you think, oh, Nebraska will win by 25? Really? Do you think there's another? Is there a game on there you say, oh, Nebraska will win 41-7?
Well, no. But to be fair, there hasn't been a season in the last decade where you felt going in that Nebraska could win.
No, but
even Akron, I don't feel like Nebraska could win 45-7.
Right. It's just, life's changed. So this is about winning close games. To me, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I would take it a step further and just say win games that you are expected to win. I mean, Nebraska's going to be more than likely favored in a decent number of their matchups this year. And it's going to be, you need to, I was looking at, we'll talk about this actually in the next segment. I had a couple on a different angle. But I was looking at some other programs' schedules across the country.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And I caught myself at midnight this morning going, this is absurd how not forgiving, but how smooth the schedule could be for Nebraska this year. There's a lot of potential speed bumps, but my goodness, can you imagine if Nebraska is sitting there ahead of Michigan and saying, yeah, you know what? Here we are. You took care of business in the first 3 weeks of the season.
I can't imagine.
That's going to be a conversation.
That's
going to be a conversation that we haven't had.
I know.
In a decade.
Well, I wonder how they handle that. That's the other thing. How does Nebraska handle it? If they jump to 6-0,
because I also like, and this isn't, this is all just speculation and you know,
it's all it always, that's all it ever is,
gabbing. But like, do you remember? Obviously, you do. The year Mike Riley started 7-0, Nebraska got top 15 ranking. Mm-hmm. They went on the road to Indiana and won a close game that probably they shouldn't have won, but they won a close game to stay undefeated. And it was almost like, okay, we didn't think this team was for real. We thought that might have been a fluke, but then they go and went on the road at Indiana. Indiana's not very good. Or was that the game that they lost? Did they lose to Indiana? I'm putting you on the spot here. I'm sorry. But either way, then they ended up getting blown out by Ohio State.
This was Nebraska 2016.
16, I believe.
Hold on. I don't remember Indiana. You could be right. Keep talking.
So I just think that, like, that's going to be the interesting conversation.
What's that?
That we have is, all right, what type of 3-0 does this feel like?
Or what type of 6-0 does it feel
okay,
like?
Okay, sure. Yeah,
if
yeah.
they get that, if yeah. they, which yeah. I think they can, which I'm predicting. That's why I bring that up. You're right. They did beat Indiana that year.
Yeah.
In mid-October.
Yeah, they went on the road to Bloomington and won.
27-22.
Because that was the week before Ohio State.
It was not. Now, you're close.
Okay.
They played Purdue and Wisconsin before Ohio State.
Gotcha.
But they, you're right.
Thank
they,
you.
They beat, that's fine. They beat Indiana 27-22. They beat Purdue 27-14 that year, 2016. I remember those games vividly.
Yeah.
They went to Wisconsin. See, that was the problem. They went to Wisconsin and lost in overtime in a game they really
should have right.
won.
That's right. Yeah. Drew, I think Drew Brown might have missed a field goal.
It may be. There's an interference that wasn't yes. called late. And but anyway, they lost. Then they got the doors blown off.
Yeah, the specifics are on the side.
You know how. But anyway, you got to win close games. The thing that I can't emphasize enough in this conversation is you have to take advantage of Raiola while he's here. You can't let him leave, exhaust his eligibility or leave without a playoff appearance. The Raiolas didn't come here to get close.
I get it.
They didn't. That's not why they committed to this program, to get it on the cusp, to make some little baby steps toward improvement. No, that's not why they came here. They came here to get the program to the playoff. And anything short of that will be generally seen as a failure. He's a five-star quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's an incredibly important recruit. You got to make it pay. You got to make it pay.
You're absolutely right.
No, that's just the
you're
way it
absolutely
is.
Right. But then this is where hopefully if you were listening back in the first segment when we were talking about coaches, right? Mm-hmm. Like there should be. I'm sure that there was at least a small group of Husker fans that are listening right now going, "Gosh, what's it going to feel like if that doesn't happen?" Then,
well, you know what? That's sports, and it's beautiful. That's the way it is, Swim.
Yes, it is.
I don't think Matt Rule's sitting over there going, "God dang, I just hope in the next couple of years we can get."
No, I don't think so. No. But that goes right back to our conversation that we had earlier in the show where we were saying you sit there and when you blink, you're 5 years in and you haven't made a playoff appearance. And not Nebraska specific.
No,
I'm saying
right.
That there's...
No, you're
like,
right.
That is how the door opens to the conversations that we just had earlier in the show.
It is.
And Nebraska's not in that position right now.
Part of it is I don't think that the program's had the level of urgency that it's needed.
Okay.
I think with Raiola, that with the Raiolas, there's an injection of urgency. You can't waste a year. You can't waste any time. You got to roll. You got to go. You got to go get guys. You got to go get guys in the portal. You can't wait around. You got to make it happen.
I think that's more about also the college world right now, like the college football world right now. Is it so you can get behind and fall behind so quick?
Right. I totally agree with you.
And so I think part of it is Dylan. I think the other part of it is just Nebraska.
Sure.
And the current landscape.
Put it all on Dylan's shoulders. In fact, what I'm suggesting is when you have Dylan here, you got to put pieces around him. You got to work hard to put pieces around
him. Which, to Nebraska's credit, they did in the wide receiver room, especially this offseason.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Like, there's a lot to be said about Dane Key and that guy, and obviously, but like and Ja'Cory Barney, I'm most excited about Nyzaiah Hunter. Like I'm really talking about longevity, the future for Nebraska's wide receiver room. Yeah, Ja'Cory Barney's certainly up high on that list.
Oh, he's high.
Yeah, very high. But you're talking about not only was Nebraska able to bring in an SEC guy in Dane Key, they were able to bring in a younger guy that has multiple years of eligibility remaining that also had experience at Cal.
40 catches.
Like, we're talking about high volume guys.
40 catches.
And this is nothing against guys that Nebraska's brought in years past, but it's always been at the Power 5 school, he wasn't a factor. At the Group of 5 school, he was. Mm-hmm. There's a difference. I think that there's a large difference in that. And that's where I think, like, to a certain extent, like there's guys that are going under the radar, and Nyzaiah Hunter's one of them, in my opinion, that we don't talk about enough to where he's wondering if he should pick up that truck that Missing Tooth Greg has out there. Either way, I think it's interesting because there's a lot of pieces now around Dylan.
There is. I mean, I'm not. Yes, I'm a little. It sounds like I'm a little more wait and see, even though I predicted 9-3.
Yeah.
On that, but I think they got 5 or 6 guys that you can pretty much count on. How good is Cortez Mills? That's one thing I'm really wondering. I think he could be really good, but you're asking what is going on.
I think you might be taking the truck.
Greg has no idea.
Greg has no idea. This guy,
Greg.
Greg, he's taking the truck. This the worker just loaded the truck into the back of his. I put it on the stream. We're about to see it here in just a second. Greg is out there.
Greg was talking to Luke of the Mill, the barista, and his little toy truck that he drove downtown was getting loaded into a Gator. We'll call it. Is that a Gator?
That is a Gator.
Yeah, by the city worker. Who now is telling Greg probably you can't park that thing on the sidewalk.
Yeah. You can't just stay there. Greg's getting in it and he's driving away. But that feels like a good place to put a pin in this. When we come back.
Put a pin in it.
When we come back, Bill is not here, so we don't have Bill's thrills.
What do we got?
We're going to do something a little creative that, and I want to make this very clear. In no way am I giving you financial advice when I say this. Okay. And I'm going to say that phrase so many times over the next 15 minutes. I went and did a deep dive on a couple of teams that I like on the over-under win totals. Nick's Tricks is what we're going to call it.
I love it.
Just for today. No Bill's Thrills since Bill is out. However, we have Nick's Tricks over-under win totals. Who do I like and why?
Okay.
If you're a part of that, we'll talk about that. There's two Big 12 teams, one Big 10 team that I specifically like. We'll do a deep dive on those three teams when we come back on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.